Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with all 8 participants in the Best Burger Contest held yesterday in Knoxville during the 4th of July on the Square celebration.
What's your name, first of all?
My name is Jeff McKinney.
What are you grilling today?
I'm going to grill a French burger in honor of all the great things that France has done for America.
Really? That is quite the theme here for 4th of July. I like that. Yeah. Obviously helping out with the Revolutionary War.
We're stuffing this thing with brie. I'm going to put some French onions on this thing. Maybe a French flag if I can find one of those, you know, with the toothpick in it.
I don't have one on me. But,
yeah. Well, and then we're using a brioche bun, which I guess is a French sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going all French all day.
What else should people know about making this burger?
Well, it's being made and prepared by an expert griller from West Des Moines. None of this Knoxville nonsense. He decided to bring in someone who really knows what they're doing.
This is a program called Let's Talk Knoxville, so I mean, I just want to get that out there.
Trash to Knoxville.
Okay, perfect.
I'm just trying to inspire the other grillers to raise the bar, so to speak, on this Independence Day.
Well, I'm on board. So
right.
Thank you very
so
much. All right, well, what's your name and what are you grilling?
My name is Jason Mosdam. I live here in Knoxville. I am grilling a Korean barbecue burger. So it's got
What inspired you to make the Korean barbecue burgers here?
Nothing. I've made them before and they're good. So the judges probably won't like them, but I don't care. I like them and good enough. And that guy that you interviewed before me from West Des Moines, anything I can do to beat him, I'm up for.
And what all goes in making a Korean barbecue burger?
We've got brown sugar, we've got dark sesame oil, we've got ginger, green onion, which came from a local organic farm, Blue Gate Farm, south of town. The garlic also came from Blue Gate, so most of my ingredients are actually local and grown here in Knoxville. Even the cow is from Knoxville.
What's your name and what are you grilling?
Brad Six, and I'm doing a jalapeno bacon maple burger. We kind of called it the sweet jalapeno burger.
All right, what all goes with that?
We got a jalapeno cream cheese spread with smoked Gouda, Havarti cheese, fried wontons with maple dressing on top. Got some bacon, of course, got to go with the bacon. And on a sweet roll, that's what we got.
We've heard some other grillers maybe talk a little trash. What do you have to say to the other grillers here today?
You know, I hope them all the best. I know we all are passionate about this, and I'm here to win, so best of luck to them.
What's your name and what are you grilling?
My name is Matt Russell from here in town. I'm going to grill a black and blue burger, some bacon, and some blue cheese and onion.
All right, so that's it, bacon, blue cheese, and onion?
That's it. That's it.
What are the preparations like?
Oh, well, not much. It's a burger. It's pretty simple, so.
Well, what do you think the judges are going to think, and what do you have to say to the other grillers? I warn you. There's a little talk going on.
There's definitely a little talk going on. I think the judges are going to love it. I don't know. I hope I win, but we'll find out.
All right, what's your name and what are you grilling?
Mark Zook. I'm grilling a black truffle burger.
What all goes with that?
It's black truffle mixed in with the meat. I've kind of got some smoke infused into the meat, and then I'm actually going to do some grilled onions and Havarti cheese on top of that. So.
All right, talk about what's the preparation like for that?
Preparation's just basically I've got this little handheld smoking gun that I burn a little hickory through, and I put the burger in a plastic bag and infuse it with smoke and then let it sit overnight to get that smoke into the meat, mix the black truffle into the burger, and then basically just grill it for 4 or 5 minutes on each side, throw some grilled onions on top with some melted cheese, and good to go.
All right, well, how do you think the judges are gonna like it? There's been some talk, maybe some trash talk around. What do you have to say?
Yeah, everybody's talking a little bit of trash. Everybody's got their own favorites. We'll see what happens today, you know. I think it's just a fun day. Who cares who wins? It's just everybody's out having fun together and enjoying the day.
What's your name and what are you grilling?
Wes Hansen. I'm grilling a burger with roasted red pepper and chipotle aioli with caramelized onions, sauteed mushrooms, and thick cut bacon.
All right, what's the preparation like for that?
It's time-consuming. I've never worked so hard in my life to cook just one burger.
All right. Do you think the judges are going to like it? And there's been some trash talk for the other grillers. What do you have to say to that?
I've got tens across the board, so I'm not worried about it.
What's your name and what
my
are you cooking?
Is, Jeff Ruby. I'm cooking a Cheddar Jack barbecue burger. I've never been beat. I don't know. I know this guy seems to think he can beat me this year, my brother-in-law.
Really?
So we're going to competition together. So it's going to be a lot of trash talk here.
So he thinks he can beat you?
He's from Lincoln. He's from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm Grand Island. So a little competition here.
All right. Talk about the preparation of your burger.
Oh, just a little bit of onion,
a little bit of cheese, age it to perfection, and pretty simple little burger.
All right,
little
barbecue sauce.
You still maintain that you're going to win?
Yeah.
What's your name and what are you grilling?
Brian Thomas. I'm grilling a bacon, egg, and cheeseburger on an everything bagel.
All right, that's good. That's different. I like that. What's the preparation like for this?
Normally pretty timely. I try to do a lot of it the night before when I make them, so.
Well, how do you think the judges are going to like your burger? And we've had some trash talk. What do you have to say to the other grillers?
Not a whole lot. We'll just see who wins.
Thanks to all the grillers for joining us on today's program. Mark Zook won the competition. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.